Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the flagship station for your Boston Red Sox. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a radio.com sports station.
You're locked in to the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Sports Radio Network.
You know, there is going to be a change in New England.
Because in New England, they want a starter. They don't want a star.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
I don't think it's a competition. I think the only way it's a competition is if Cam falls flat on his face. If Cam is Cam or something close to him, I mean, give me 2018 Cam for those first eight games. If you're getting that kind of play, then I think, yeah, you're an 11-win team with the way the schedule sort of breaks out.
Chances Celtics win a title are, by my calculations, 0%.
Deshaun, let's do a deal. How about we go to D.C., I take you to the Holocaust Museum, and then you take me to the Museum of African American History and Culture. Afterwards, we grab some burgers, and we have those uncomfortable conversations.
They call it Royale with Cheese.
Royale with Cheese.
That's right.
What do they call a Big Mac?
Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Love Big Mac.
All right, welcome in. Brian Barrett with you up until midnight. If you want to join us, number to do so is 617-779-7937. All right, so Randy Moss, of course, now a big-time analyst for ESPN. And if you remember, in 2007, he was traded from the Oakland Raiders, came over to the Patriots, and he set the NFL record with 23 receptions in terms of touchdowns, 23 TD grabs. That was actually the same play that Tom Brady broke the record with his 50th touchdown pass. Now, since then, Peyton Manning passed that record, but in 07, Tom Brady broke the record for the most touchdown passes in a season, and Randy Moss still has the record for the most touchdown receptions in a season with 23 in 07. So Randy Moss was on Get Up with Mike Greenberg, and Mike Greenberg was asking him, how many touchdown grabs would you have with Pat Mahomes?
If Patrick Mahomes, if you at your prime were to play with Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback, how many touchdowns do you think you would score?
In my prime with Patrick Mahomes, being able to buy time, I'm saying 30, Greeny.
30 touchdowns with Pat Mahomes. What do you make of that? 617-779-7937. Now, I don't believe that Randy's trying to do this, but does he realize how this stuff's coming across? At least to me personally, because it's coming across as if he's not grateful for the time he spent with Tom Brady. It comes across that way. I'm sorry, it does. He was asked how many touchdowns would he have with Pat Mahomes, and his immediate response is 30. I don't know if you guys remember this, but he played with that Brady fella who threw him 23 touchdown passes. The way this comes across to me is, well, Pat Mahomes is a better player than Tom Brady. If I played with Pat Mahomes, I would have had more touchdowns. And I know I feel very highly about Pat Mahomes' skill set. In my mind, he's the most talented quarterback I've ever seen in the NFL. But what Randy Moss is doing, his former teammate, it's one thing for me to say this about Pat Mahomes. It's a totally different thing for Randy Moss to do it. But you're basically saying you, Randy Moss, would have been a significantly better player if you played with Pat Mahomes than when you played with Tom Brady. And by the way, let me remind Randy Moss that the Patriots saved you. Only the Raiders I should say only the Packers and the Patriots were interested in you back in 07. Remember that. And remember, all the Patriots gave up for Randy Moss was a fourth-round draft pick. Tom Brady saved him. Tom Brady saved Randy Moss's career. And immediately, you're saying that basically Tom Brady is 76% of the quarterback that Pat Mahomes is because Tom Brady only threw him 23 touchdowns. I mean, yeah, Randy, you had it really tough here in New England. You only caught 23 touchdowns. I mean, if you had Pat Mahomes, you would have been getting 30 touchdown grabs. I mean, really? Unbelievable. Now, remember this. This is after Randy Moss last week had this to say about the new offense in New England.
I think we are getting ready to really see how fun that offense can really be. You know, not discrediting anything that Tom accomplished because he accomplished some great things, but I think being able to have a guy like Cam Newton that can run the ball, they're able to spread guys out, and then being able to be that viable threat in the passing game that he could just tuck the ball and run. So I just think that what we've seen coming out of New England for the past, let's say, 20 years, you know, there is going to be a change in New England, but I think we're going to see them having a lot more fun out there, and Cam Newton is going to give them that opportunity for the fans, not just the New England Patriot fans, but the football fans just around the world to really see, you know, how fun this offense can really be.
That's unbelievable to me. He says, hey, no disrespect to Tom, but you know what we're going to find out now? We're going to find out just how fun that Patriots offense can be now that they have Cam Newton. I mean, come on, man. Give me a break, because I go back to 2007 when the Patriots offense was breaking all these records left and right. Randy Moss, you had the touchdown record. Tom Brady threw the most touchdown passes at that point in the history of the NFL. That was the most fun I ever had watching football. Well, I mean, until the Super Bowl when they lost to the Giants. But that is the most fun I've had watching football, is Tom Brady just throw it up in the air to Randy Moss. And now you're telling me that the Patriots can finally have fun playing offense because Cam Newton's in the equation and Tom Brady's no longer part of it. I mean, really? Does Randy Moss realize, like, what he's saying right now? You don't come across well. First of all, you're telling us that, hey, if I played with the Mahomes guy instead of the Brady guy, I would have had 30 touchdown grabs, not just 23. Like, as if Tom Brady didn't do enough for you. As if Tom Brady didn't save your career. And look, with the Cam Newton thing, I'm excited to see the Newton offense. I am. I cannot wait to see it in terms of what McDaniels and what Belichick can do. I'm very excited. But this is me looking at the situation in the lens of, well, Tom Brady was miserable here. The personnel is set better up for Cam Newton. Tom Brady wanted a guaranteed contract. If I was Bill Belichick, I would not have given it to him. I believe Tom Brady is going to fade in the second half of next season. That's just the way I feel about Brady. Look at him last year at the end of the season. Was not the same player as he was at the beginning. I believe he's going to have these little injuries like he had last year that he doesn't recover well from. So I don't believe Brady's going to be this outstanding quarterback in Tampa. And with the personnel that this offense has, Cam Newton's a better fit. But I'm not going to dismiss the fact that Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback in the history of the sport, and that Tom Brady, as a Patriot fan, gave me a lot of great moments. The 2011 season, had an unbelievable time watching that team, didn't you? I mean, didn't we have fun watching Tom Brady's offense? I don't understand what Randy Moss is talking about, saying we're finally going to see how fun this offense can be. That's the wrong word to use. Now, if you want to say, hey, it's going to be interesting to see how Josh McDaniels can draw up an offense and to see how interesting it can be for Bill Belichick to draw up an offense for a running quarterback, that's fine. Totally understand that, because I'm in that same boat. I cannot wait to see what this offense looks like. But to say it's finally going to be fun, that's just not true. It's been fun, really, since 04, 03. Right after they took the training wheels off Brady, like the first year it was, hey, Tom, you know what? Just don't screw it up. Don't screw it up. We got a good defense. We got the Willie McGinnises of the world. We got the Teddy Bruschis of the world. We got Ty Law. We're all good, okay? Just hand the ball off. We're going to ask you to make some big plays. Okay, that was the beginning of the Brady era. Then we got to the point where Brady was the best quarterback in the league, to the point in 06 where he's throwing all over the place, and then in 07, we all know what happened, the 50 touchdown passes, the 16-0 regular season. That was a lot of fun for me, okay? So basically from that point till about last year, watching Tom Brady play football was insane, okay? It's one of the best things that any fan base in the history of the world had the privilege to be able to do, okay? So the way that Randy Moss has come across in the past, I'd say about week and a half ever since Cam Newton decided to come to the New England Patriots, the way that he's come across, it doesn't look good for Randy Moss. He should look more grateful for what Tom Brady and for what Bill Belichick did for him. Tom Brady saved his career. And you can say, hey, well, he's talented. It would have worked anywhere. Okay, maybe. Maybe he would have went to a different place and had a good season, but he would not have had 23 touchdowns. He would not have reestablished his value like he did. There was two teams interested in Randy Moss, okay? One of them was the Packers, and the only reason they were interested is because their franchise quarterback at the time was Brett Favre, was pushing for the guy. The only other team that gave you a chance was the New England Patriots. And you're going to tell us that if you played with Pat Mahomes, you'd have more touchdown passes than you'd have with Tom Brady. Even if you believe that, why the hell would you say it? You know what you say to that question if you're Randy Moss? You say, hey, I played with the GOAT. I played with the greatest quarterback of all time, Tom Brady. I have the record for most touchdown receptions in a season. I don't know how you can do any better than that. That's what you say if you're Randy Moss. Not, oh, if I played with Pat Mahomes, I could catch 30 touchdown passes. And then after that, or last week, I should say, you don't say, hey, we're finally going to see how much fun it can be with the Patriots offense now that they have Cam Newton. No disrespect to Tom, Randy Moss says, but now we're going to see how fun it is. 07 wasn't fun enough for you, Randy? I mean, we as a fan base all had fun. So we're supposed to act like it wasn't fun watching Tom Brady play football, the greatest guy to ever do it. I mean, ridiculous. Now, look, I'm not going to lie. Tom Brady, I soured on him last year. I was at the point where I was ready for Belichick to move on from the player. I'm all in on Cam Newton, but I'm not going to pretend like the last 20 years didn't exist. I mean, come on. He sounds like an idiot. 617-779-7937, the number. Let's get to Paul in Plymouth. Paul, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, man? Oh, good. I had a call, and oh, you're burning my fire. I mean, that is an unbelievable. That is, how dare him? And he's been on, I mean, he's on the panel. He's on Fox Sports. I mean, he's just, and he comes out as a smart guy. He's got the suit and tie on, but, and when he played with Minnesota, it was Chris Carter, and I think it was him, Chris Carter, and had a decent running back, but it was a
Culpepper. Robert Smith.
Yeah, you bingo, thank you. Dante Culpepper, I think, and I could
Cunningham
see,
1 year, yeah, they had like a new quarterback every year, but Culpepper was there, yeah.
But I saw Chris Carter, he would yell at Randy Moss on the sidelines all the time, and I am shocked that he said that. And how dare he say that? And he did. He gave up in Oakland. And I couldn't believe he said that.
Paul, this is what I don't understand is I don't believe like he means to come across this way, but you're in the media now. How do you not realize that when you
exactly.
say, I don't get it. It just seems like something you should realize. Like when somebody asks you, how many touchdown grabs would you have with Pat Mahomes? You already have the record. You have 23. You think all of us, but basically what you're saying is Pat Mahomes is 7 touchdown passes better than Tom Brady. Like it comes across as disrespectful to me. And by the way, to the point about Oakland, nobody wanted Randy Moss because he was quitting. He wouldn't run when it was a running play. The guy wouldn't run. He wouldn't get off the line of scrimmage. He quit on the Raiders, and you can, you know, crap on the Raiders all you want, but, I mean, it's completely unprofessional what he did there. Brady saved his career, and he comes across as completely ungrateful
exactly.
the past
and
couple weeks.
That's why I call you make a great point. Brady did save his career, and he did give up on the Patriots eventually, and I think Belichick just gave him, like, he should have just won too many years, and I can't remember if Brady actually hurt himself, and then he was playing with Matt Castle.
Yeah, he played with Castle. Yeah, he did play with Castle for 08. Yeah, he played with Castle. But then he was back in 09. Remember, the Patriots eventually, I believe he ends up going to the Titans, and then he ends up back with the Vikings. He was bad after he left here, and he realized
he didn't win. He never, Randy Moss never won a Super Bowl, and that Minnesota team was stacked, and they could not do it, and he was part of the problem. You have two of the greatest wideouts, Chris Carter and Randy Moss and Robert Smith, like, and you did not get it done because Randy Moss gave up on plays. Bottom line.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate the call, Paul.
Thank you.
Yeah, his line's open if you want to grab it. It's 617-779-7937. So Randy Moss, 98, his rookie year. The guy was incredible. And they went all the way to the NFC Championship game that year. They ended up losing to the Atlanta Falcons. Remember that team? The Dirty Bird Falcons upset the Minnesota Vikings that year, and the Falcons ended up getting absolutely killed by that Broncos team with John Elway and Terrell Davis. I mean, that Broncos team, they won back-to-back Super Bowls, Mike Shanahan, late in the 90s there. Elway finally got his rings after Terrell Davis came in, and Mike Shanahan, outstanding coach, that zone running scheme where everybody runs for like over 1,000 yards, doesn't matter what your name is. I think Kyle Shanahan his son's doing the same thing in San Francisco. But when Randy Moss went to Oakland at the end of his tenure there, I mean, it was a joke. The guy came across as a complete diva. Like, it's one thing for a guy like T.O., by the way, who always had issues with his quarterbacks. And remember, famously, they kicked him out of practice. He's doing sit-ups in his driveway. Like, I understand T.O. was a diva. Randy Moss was a legitimate bad teammate. He was a bad teammate when he was in Oakland. So what I just don't understand, and like I said, I don't believe that Randy Moss is intending to do this, but it doesn't come across in a good manner when immediately you're laughing at the prospects are playing with Pat Mahomes and say, oh, 30 touchdowns I would have with Pat Mahomes. Like, show some appreciation for Tom Brady. You play with the greatest quarterback to ever do it. The greatest quarterback to ever do it, and you're talking about how many touchdowns you would have with Pat Mahomes. I get you're asked a question, but remember who you played with, Tom Brady. Be grateful for that. And for him to say this offense is finally going to be fun, that's just clueless. Does any Patriots fan think that the offense wasn't fun for the last 20 years with Tom Brady? Now, I understand last year was aggravating. Everybody would acknowledge that, okay? Everybody would acknowledge it. Last year was tough to watch that team. And Tom Brady was mopey. I understand all that. I was ready for Brady to leave. But I'm not going to dismiss all Tom Brady did for this organization. And I'm not going to dismiss how much fun I had watching the Patriots play and mainly watching Tom Brady play for all those years. Wasn't it fun when they played the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game and Brady converted three consecutive third and tens? Wasn't it fun when Brady came back from 28-3? Wasn't it fun when Brady came back against the Seattle Seahawks in the Super Bowl? That was fun. And even to go to like a specific season, 07 was obviously awesome. That was the height of Patriots football in terms of the offense. But how about 2011? Remember that? They took over the league with the tight ends. Gronk was insane. He set the record for touchdown passes to a tight end. And you think Gronk would ever say something like that, by the way? Gronk, who all the time is saying ridiculous things, he would never say that. If you ask Gronk that question, right? And you ask Gronk, hey, how many touchdown grabs would you have with Pat Mahomes? Gronk wouldn't answer it that way. Gronk would tell you, hey, I played with Tom Brady. He's the GOAT. He always refers to him as the GOAT. Gronk wouldn't even do that. That's where Randy Moss is at right now. Rob Gronkowski, who says some of the dumbest things to the media, he wouldn't say that. I mean, come on. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know how nobody has told him either. Like, Randy, this doesn't look good. When you're making these comments, it doesn't look good. It doesn't come across well. I don't understand why he's answering questions this way. Just use your common sense. It's very, very simple to me. All right, a lot more to get into. If you want to join us, the number to do so is 617-779-7937. So we'll continue to get into this Randy Moss conversation. If you want to weigh in, and I hate the way that Randy Moss is coming across, and I feel like somebody's going to tell him, like, stop doing this. Anyway, I also want to get to Eagles receiver DeSean Jackson. Apologize for his anti-Semitic comments. Somehow he made things worse. Now, Julian Edelman is offering him basically an out. And he better take it. We'll get into all that. Plus, back to Randy Moss right here on WEI, and we'll get you trending.
OMF, weekdays from 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEI.
Here's what's trending now on WEI and WEI.com. The Big Ten Conference has announced it'll be going with a conference-only season for fall sports due to the coronavirus pandemic. That'll knock some big-time college football games off the schedule in 2020, including Ohio State against Oregon, Wisconsin and Notre Dame at Lambeau, and Michigan at Washington. New Patriots quarterback Cam Newton worked out with N'Keal Harry at UCLA today. Harry was limited to just 7 games last season due to an ankle issue. The former first-round pick caught just 12 passes for 105 yards and 2 touchdowns in 2019. For the second time in a week, Major League Baseball released a schedule. Today it was the 2021 slate. The Sox will open up their 2021 campaign at Fenway against the Orioles. That is, of course, the same opponent the Sox will host to open up the 2020 season. The Sox and the O's play on July 24th. You can catch that one right here on WEI. That's what's trending now on WEI and W.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
WEI.com.
This is the WEI Sports Radio Network.
If Patrick Mahomes, if you at your prime were to play with Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback, how many touchdowns do you think he would score?
In my prime with Patrick Mahomes, being able to buy time, I'm saying 30, Greeny.
Oh, I hate it. I absolutely hate it. Come on. Come on, Randy. You know how that's coming across, right? You had 23 touchdown receptions with the greatest quarterback of all time. You're saying, hey, if I played with that Mahomes guy, it would have been so much better. Be like Scottie Pippen saying, if they asked Scottie Pippen, hey, how many championships you think you would have won with LeBron? Oh, with LeBron, easily 8. Oh, you would have had more championships than LeBron than Jordan? Like, it wouldn't come across well. Same thing here. It doesn't come across well when you're saying you would have had more touchdown passes with Pat Mahomes than Tom Brady. Like as if Tom Brady did something that was preventing you from scoring more touchdowns that season. Come on. It's ridiculous. 617-779-7937. The number. Let's get to Justin. He's in a car. What's up, Justin?
Hey, man. How are you, brother?
Good.
So I just want to touch on something here with Randy Moss. I think you're 100% on the nose with him. You know, I don't think that what his comments was correct at all. But one thing you have to think about with Randy Moss is he's only about one thing, and that's himself. And that's how he's been throughout his whole career, even in Oakland when he was, you know, staying on the line during the plays. That guy is only worried about himself. He's only happy when the lights are on him.
Yeah. Now, I agree with you on that. And, hey, Justin, I appreciate the phone call, man. And remember, he had issues in the locker room in Minnesota. He had issues in the locker room in Oakland. He came here. It was great at the beginning. It was some of the most fun I've ever had watching football. And he had 50 touchdown passes to Tom Brady, and Randy Moss had 23 touchdown grabs. It was unbelievable, and Brady could just throw it up to him, and he'd jump up and catch it. I loved Randy Moss when he was on the Patriots, but remember what happened at the end of his tenure here. It ran out. His time ran out. Belichick had to get rid of him because he was becoming an issue, just like he'd become an issue at the other places he's been before. So this thing is just, this comment to me, it's just, I don't believe that Randy Moss means this maliciously. But you have to understand how it comes across. When you play with the greatest quarterback in the history of the sport, and he saves your career because Oakland doesn't want you, and there's only two teams interested, the Patriots and the Packers, and he literally gives you the best season of your career, you go into the Hall of Fame. I'm not saying Brady's the reason he went into the Hall of Fame, but he's part of the reason that you had your career basically become rejuvenated when you came to New England. He's a major factor for that. You come across as ungrateful. It's very simple how you answer that question. Well, I play with the greatest quarterback of all time. I have the record for touchdown receptions in a season. You don't have to say much more than that. You don't say, well, if I play, I mean, imagine if I played with that guy. That's what Randy Moss is saying. If I played with that guy, come on now. If I played with Pat Mahomes, I'd have 30 touchdown passes or 30 touchdown catches, not just 23 like I had with Tom Brady. Well, what was it that Tom Brady could have done better for you? That's what I'd like to know, because essentially what he's saying, what Randy Moss is saying, is that if he played with Pat Mahomes, he would have been better. He would have had 13 touchdowns or 30 touchdowns rather than 23. So what was it? Okay. What was it in Randy Moss's time with Tom Brady that Tom Brady wasn't doing well enough to throw enough touchdown passes to you? This is what just doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. And then the whole crap about Randy Moss saying that the offense is finally going to be fun. What? What is that about? That finally, now that Tom Brady's no longer part of the equation and Cam Newton's here, it's going to be fun? And he said, he made sure to say, hey, no disrespect to Tom, but now the offense can finally be fun. Well, you are disrespecting Tom. Tom's brand was fun to watch. Okay, now last year, notwithstanding, obviously it wasn't fun to watch last year, but for the majority of the time that Tom was here, I would say the offense was pretty fun to watch. Did we like watching Gronk? Did we like watching Gronk? Do we like watching Edelman? Yes, we like all those things. So I don't understand what he's talking about. It can finally be fun. I had a lot of fun. Now, I soured on Gronk at the end. He became a diva at the end of his time here in New England when he was talking about his brother came on this very station, and his brother mentioned the fact that he was being paid like a mediocre tight end. Sorry, that wasn't true. When Gronk took forever before the start of the 2018 season to say he was coming back. Remember, he didn't say he was coming back until like April. Like, that pissed me off. Okay, that was annoying. And why wouldn't you just commit? Like, you weren't going to get a new contract to the point where Belichick finally had to trade him and have a deal done with Detroit for him to actually, like, get back with the team and get back on the program. Like, he annoyed me at the end. But Gronk, especially young Gronk, I mean, that guy was so great to watch. And Tom Brady throwing the ball to him, so great to watch. I loved watching Gronk and Brady together. So I don't understand what Randy Moss is talking about. The offense can finally be fun. If you want to say, like, the offense is going to be different, it's going to be interesting to watch, I want to see Bill with a different quarterback, fine. I understand all that. But to say, like, oh, it can finally be fun, that's just dumb. Let's get to Dave in a car. Dave, what's up, man?
Do you believe that Moss was in his prime when he played with the Patriots?
Yeah, I think he was still in his prime. Or at the very least, like, not exactly at his peak, maybe slightly after the peak. But he was still physically.
Yeah, he was after his peak.
You think he was? I don't know, Dave.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was.
Dave,
hold on. The reason I say that is because when he was in Minnesota, he's just running go routes. When he came to the Patriots, he was a more polished receiver, and he was basically wasting away in Oakland.
Okay, I can agree with that, but wouldn't say he was physically in his prime.
I would. Nobody could cover him, Dave. Nobody could cover him. Every time Brady threw it up to him, he caught it. Like, he was in his prime.
Okay, if you think he was in his prime for the Patriots, I guess that's then you can stand by what you're saying. But I think that he was in his prime prior to coming to the Patriots, and maybe he thinks that when he was in his prime, Brady would throw 35 touchdowns to him.
Oh, so you're saying they should have asked him after that how many Brady would – so if they were both
right.
Brady was
in their prime.
I mean, Brady's basically in his prime from 2000 and I would say four, really until like 2016. Or 2017, right. He won an MVP in 17. So, I mean, I guess Brady was in his prime that whole time.
I agree. What I'm saying is if Moss thinks that he was in his prime when he was playing for the Patriots.
Yeah, I believe he was, Dave. When do you think he was in his prime?
Just prior to the Patriots.
What's that?
Just prior to coming to the Patriots because, like you said, no one wanted him.
Yeah, but Dave, he wasn't running when he was on Oakland. I don't know how you determine he was in his prime when he wasn't putting up numbers.
Age is a factor.
You're saying just athletically he was a better athlete in Oakland, I guess? I mean, I don't know. He's still an incredible athlete in 07. I mean, that's only 9 years.
I don't disagree.
I feel like we're arguing something ridiculous now, but I appreciate the call, Dave. I mean, Randy Moss, to me, in 07, still looked like one of the best athletes in the entire NFL. I mean, and at that time, he's a more polished player, and he's playing with Tom Brady. I believe he was at his prime from a physical perspective at that particular point. 617-779-7937, the number. Let's get to Sean in Idaho. Sean, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, bud? Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Real quickly, great perspective on Randy Moss. Before I get into it, just a little bit of baseball, because my call was about the MLB situation. You know, with Moss, you know, it was an excellent pickup when the Patriots got him. I was so excited because, you know, New England needed that deep threat wide receiver. And you bring up, you know, them losing to the Falcons when he was with the Vikings, and also the Vikings losing the 2000 NFC Championship game to the Giants. I mean, the Vikings just gave up in that game and lost 41-0 in that game. And then he went to New England and, you know, wanted to play with the best quarterback of all time. And for Moss to say the comments today, I mean, you have to disagree with it totally. I mean, Brady was and still will always be the GOAT. Now, as far as MLB goes, look, I'm sure you've talked about this plenty of times on your show this week. My belief is that if the testing is having a problem and fans are calling for Major League Baseball to be canceled, then I'm all for it. I mean, look, we've already lost the Mexican League. We've lost Little League. We've lost the minor leagues. We've lost the Cape Cod League. Cancel Major League Baseball and plan for next year. I'm just saying to everybody, it's not going to work with the cases that are surging. You have 33 states right now for the COVID-19. It's not going to work. I think it's a joke. I mean, MLB will lucky to even get a few weeks of the season in because it's just, I can't see it happening, bud.
So your thought, Sean, is that, hey, they'll start the season, but they won't be able to finish it essentially. So it's not worth starting it.
Yeah, absolutely. I have just, you know, and if you've got players that are disappointed, like the Giants, you know, they had a workout canceled this week. And you have giant players that were not happy. And then Mike Rizzo, the Washington Nationals general manager, coming out, he made a great statement on Monday because he was talking about
just being concerned for this season because the health right. and safety of the players and the management. I mean, this is a serious issue. And I was, even when MLB announced they were coming back, I just shook my head. I was like, seriously, you really want to take a shot with playing 60 games when this thing is not over with? We have to take this coronavirus seriously, and we've got to get a hold of it. This thing is not over with yet at
yeah,
all.
Hey, Sean, I appreciate the phone call, man. So in terms of the testing, it was a really bad look for Major League Baseball at the beginning of the week when the players were promised that they were going to be tested every other day, and Major League Baseball didn't account for the July 4th holiday. So basically, if you're not familiar with the system, they're supposed to get tested, and then it gets sent to Utah, and then they find out if the player is positive or negative for COVID-19. You had a bunch of teams that took tests on Friday, and they didn't have the results back until Monday. So they were waiting to practice until that particular point in time. You had Chris Bryant of the Cubs saying, I was tested, or some of us were tested, the first day we reported to camp, we still don't have the results. So that was the issue for Major League Baseball, is when you have players that already don't trust you, okay? The players don't trust the owners because they feel like the owners were lying to them during the negotiations about how much money they would lose, right? So they've already felt like the owners were lying to them. Remember, the players famously said, open your books. So when the players don't trust you, and then the testing system is that bad to the point where they weren't getting tested every other day at the beginning, that's where the disconnect was. But over the past couple of days, it seems like the testing has gotten better. And if you're going to have an opportunity, they're going to try. They're going to try. They're already having the intra-squad scrimmages. The season gets underway on the 24th. They're going to try. And heck, I want to see baseball. I want to see them try to make this work. But they can't have any more mishaps with the testing because that was a really bad look. And the players are already hot in terms of they're already pissed off with owners across the sport. So hopefully they can get it right going forward. But I mean, that was such a misstep over the weekend. I mean, what a joke that was. Let's get to David. He's in Weymouth. David, what's up, man?
How's it going? I just got out of work and I heard you guys commenting on the Randy Moss comments.
Yeah.
And first of all, I agree with you. You know, really, just you never should have made the comments. I don't know what you're trying to say and do, but in terms of when he says that Mahomes could be the greatest quarterback ever, I think the contract he signs takes him out of the running for the greatest quarterback ever. Mahomes
oh, you think
his contract.
You think they won't be able to bring in enough players around him is your point?
That's number one, but Mahomes, by signing this contract, he said, his agent said anyway, that he wanted to leave them flexibility and room. $40 million a year is not flexibility. I'm not happy with how Tom Brady and things ended here.
Right.
And how, well, one of them Tom Brady, but Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time because Tom Brady made over $250 million over the course of his contract. So he eats well with him and his family, and he did the things necessary to make his team the greatest and everything else. Mahomes, simply by signing that contract, has handcuffed his team going forward. So I don't think he'll ever be the greatest because I think to be the greatest, it's a all-encompassing thing to be the team player, to help everyone around you better and win. And I don't think he has that on Brady.
Well, David, I will say that that is one of the more underrated parts of Tom Brady's tenure here is his willingness to always take less. Because it's not just the fact, David, that he was willing to take less. It's because he took less, he enabled Bill Belichick to go to other players on the team and say, hey, will you take a pay cut? And those players weren't going to say anything. They were going to agree to it because Tom Brady did.
But that was the whole makeup.
Well, yeah, that's my point is if Tom Brady's taking less money, if you're the 42nd guy on the roster, you're going to take less money.
Oh, exactly. But what Belichick also did, he paid the second and third tier players more than anyone else in the NFL.
Yes, you're right about that. That's where Bill has been a genius, David, and I appreciate the call. Bill has been a genius in the middle class in terms of the contract. The middle class veterans. He has been a genius at bringing those guys in. He does it with trades all the time. The Martellus Bennetts of the world. Remember, they gave up like essentially nothing for Martellus Bennett. Trent Brown, before he got the big contract to go to the Raiders after he was here, he gets him on a trade. So he's been great in terms of signing those middle-class veteran guys. To the Mahomes point about now that Mahomes has signed that contract, that means he can't be the greatest quarterback of all time. I'm not going to say that. I mean, Mahomes is the most talented player I've ever seen play the position. Not to mention the fact that he's still got Tyreek Hill, who's only 26 years old. Travis Kelce's got 2 years remaining on his contract. Now, eventually, that roster is going to turn over. But we're in a position where Pat Mahomes can renegotiate that contract in 5 years. And I understand there are some big cap hits in there. There are some big cap hits in there. But think about what Pat Mahomes has already done. He's already won an MVP. He's already won a Super Bowl. Just because he's not doing it the way that Brady did it doesn't mean you can't win at a high level. Now, it's going to make it more difficult in the future for Brett Veach and Andy Reid to put a team around him. But it doesn't mean just because the way the Patriots did it, it's the only way to do it. The Kansas City Chiefs aren't built exactly like the Patriots, and the Patriots had a dynasty. So that doesn't mean that the Chiefs can't have a dynasty as well. So it just because Pat Mahomes is making all that money doesn't mean that other guys aren't going to want to go there and take less money. That could still happen as well. You had that here with the Patriots. Now, Brady was taking less money, but veterans would come here for less money to try to win a Super Bowl. That same thing's going to happen with Pat Mahomes. And I will give you this as proof that I wouldn't worry about the Pat Mahomes contract hindering them going forward. Sammy Watkins already took a pay cut. He just signed the contract the other day, and one of the players on his team, Sammy Watkins, already signed a pay cut so he could stay with the team because he said on ESPN this week he wants to try to build a dynasty. So you already have evidence that guys are going to take less money to play with Pat Mahomes. The guy on his team has already done it. All right, the number is 617-779-7937. So I do want to get to DeSean Jackson, who apologized for his anti-Semitic comments. He made things worse. Now, Julian Edelman has given him an out. He's given him a life raft. He needs to take it. We'll get to it next right here on WEI.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's no room for anti-Semitism in this world. Even though we're talking about anti-Semitism, I don't want to distract from how important the Black Lives Matter movement is and how we need to stay behind it. I think the Black and Jewish communities have a lot of similarities. One unfortunate similarity is that they are both attacked by the ignorant and the hateful. It's really hard to see the challenges a community can face when you're not part of it. So what we need to do is, we need to listen, we need to learn, we need to act. We need to have those uncomfortable conversations if we're going to have real change. So to that end, DeSean, let's do a deal. How about we go to D.C., I take you to the Holocaust Museum, and then you take me to the Museum of African American History and Culture. Afterwards, we grab some burgers and we have those uncomfortable conversations.
All right, that's the voice of Julian Edelman. Brian Barrett with you up until midnight. I feel as if Julian Edelman handled that really well. And as a Jewish person, he gave DeSean Jackson pretty much an out here after what DeSean Jackson did over the weekend. So if I'm DeSean Jackson, as long as everything's okay in terms of COVID-19, the coronavirus pandemic, whenever you have the opportunity to go with Julian Edelman to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., you should do it because it's only going to help you in terms of your image. This is a bad look for DeSean Jackson, obviously. And Julian Edelman, I give him a ton of credit for giving him an out when it comes to this, because easily you could be very offended by this if you're Julian Edelman, and I'm sure he is, but for him to come out and put this on his social media account and basically put up an olive branch for DeSean Jackson, I give him a ton of credit. But by the way, if you hadn't seen this, I'm sure most of you had, but this is what just startles me, or this is what shocks me, I should say, more than anything. So DeSean Jackson, his initial post on Instagram the other day, he started it out by saying, Hitler said. So first of all, he thought he was quoting Hitler, but he really wasn't. But nonetheless, the fact that you were going to quote Hitler as if this is going to be a good thing to post, maybe you should stop right then and there. Like, does he not realize what Hitler did? That's what I'm trying to comprehend, is why did you think when you were going to quote Hitler, because he thought he was quoting Hitler, how did he think he was ever going to come across well when he said, yeah, this is something that I should post? Does he not realize what the Holocaust was? That 6 million Jewish people were killed just for being Jewish by a dictator? Like, I just don't understand that. That Hitler was responsible for genocide? Did he not understand what Hitler did in terms of what he did in history? Is that where DeSean Jackson at? Does he just not understand this? And by the way, so he tweeted the most bizarre message as well. Like, I don't understand what he was trying to get across here by what he was putting out there. Basically, to summarize his Instagram, because I don't want to use all the language he did, but one of the posts he puts up is that how white Jews had a plan for world domination. This is what he thought was going to be something intelligent to put on his Instagram. How white Jews had a plan for world domination. He also posted a quote where basically he said it from Hitler. He thought it was from Hitler. It wasn't, but he thought it was from Hitler, that Jews will blackmail America. What? I don't know what he's talking about. So after he tweets these things, he said, anyone who feels like I have hate towards the Jewish community took my post the wrong way. I have no hatred in my heart toward no one. Equality. Equality. Dude, you're on Instagram quoting who you thought was Adolf Hitler and how Jews had a plan for world domination. How would any Jewish person not think you have hate? You're quoting a guy that felt it was necessary to kill Jewish people just because he could. Don't tell a Jewish person that they're taking this the wrong way. That anybody that thinks that you have hate in your heart, and anybody thinks that you are somebody that has hate towards the Jewish community, don't say that, hell, hey, yeah, anybody that thinks I have hate in my heart with this Instagram post is wrong. Well, you're quoting who you think is Adolf Hitler. How could people not interpret it that way? So then he goes on and he issues this apology where he said, I want to apologize to the Jewish community, Jeffrey Lurie, who's the owner of the team, Howie Roseman, Doug Peterson, the Eagles organization, and our fans for the insensitive and ill-informed posts that I shared on my social media. My intention was to uplift, unite, and encourage our culture with positivity and light. This guy's almost too dumb for me to understand where he's coming from. He said that his intention by his Instagram post, which again, he thought he was quoting Adolf Hitler, and he's saying his intention was to uplift, unite, and encourage our culture with positivity and light. What are we doing here? He's telling you that by quoting Adolf Hitler, his intention was to uplift, unite, and encourage. We need more from this guy, really. We need more. Like, how were you trying to uplift a community? Seriously. You were quoting who you thought was Adolf Hitler, saying that Jews had a plan for world domination. In what way? In what way is he uplifting the world? I still don't understand what his point is. He's quoting some ridiculous passage about how Jewish people were trying to establish world domination and they were trying to extort America. What the hell was he talking about? It makes no sense. I have no idea what DeSean Jackson thought he was doing with this. It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. He goes on as his apology, or I should say he goes on in this apology to say he's going to work with local organizations to be more informed. I can give DeSean Jackson some very simple advice. Some very simple advice moving forward. Don't quote Adolf Hitler. It's that simple. Like, I don't understand how he thought that this post was going to be insightful and that he was going to help uplift communities by quoting literally one of the worst people to ever roam this planet. You thought that was going to uplift a community. It's almost too dumb to address Deshaun Jackson. Like, he almost, I almost feel like he doesn't know what the Holocaust is. Seriously, I really almost feel that way. Because how could you quote Adolf Hitler and then your apology as you were trying to uplift the community? I really don't understand this. And that Jews were trying to extort America, and essentially that Jewish people have some plan for world domination. I know a lot of Jewish people. I don't know any of them that think that they have this plan for world domination. Like, what you were quoting and what you were putting on your social media account was garbage and it was hateful. And for you to not realize the impact of quoting Adolf Hitler, or I should say, for you to not realize what the impact of quoting Adolf Hitler would do to you, like, I don't understand where we're at now. I don't understand what he thought he was doing. And by the way, Steven Jackson defended him. I mean, come on, man. What are you defending here? All right, thanks to Josh for producing. I'll be back with you tomorrow night. Have a great night, everybody. Be safe and be well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.